This is Unlock Your Soul podcast, a platform where we get to scratch beneath the surface and reveal what really makes us human. Talk about the power of sacrifice, moving from comfort to literally baptize yourself through fire so you can get better. That is what summarizes Shari Dodon's story, all the way from seashells to make a living for himself. And all this while he juggles between seashells and Kenya. This is Shari Dodo. It's another episode of Unlock Your Soul podcast with yours truly, Antonio Soul. And today, I am so honored to be one of Africa's fastest people. I don't even know how I was able to get him, but let's just say faith got me here because, I mean, you guys. His name is Shari. He's all the way from seashells. At least now I know someone from seashells. And his second name is Dodo.
Shari Dode.
Dode. Dode.
Yeah.
Dode. Okay, you need to put your... Love your mic, please. Dode.
Dode, yeah.
Dode. Okay, so let's start off. For anyone who's watching, who is Shari? Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Shari Dode from Seychelles. I run for Seychelles. And I'm 25 years old.
You run 100 meters?
Yeah, 102.
100 and 200, yeah. Okay. So why are you in Kenya? I mean, someone would ask... I mean, don't you want to run in seashells? Like, why are you always running in Kenya? Every time I see you, you're here. Or are you married here? Maybe you have a secret family. Why are you always in Kenya?
Well, before I was training in London.
Yeah.
And then I stopped. So in Seychelles, there's no like good facilities for training and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got the opportunity to train here with Team Ferdy.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm here, to get ready for my season, like get ready for the games, upcoming games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, tell us what goes on when you're like preparing for a race. I mean, a lot of people see, because 100 meters, is, I mean, it's 10 seconds and under, you know, it's such a short period. But every time I check your Instagram, you're like, you're training, it's like even today before you came here, you went for training, then you went for, you know, checkups and all that stuff. What do you do when you're preparing for a race? What happens?
Well, before you get to like train to the competition, you
have
to, like, train hard, get the muscle ready, and get ready. Like, it's not just about the body to get ready; it's about the mind too. You can be strong and fast and anything, but if the mind is weak,
so
you'll always lose. So you have to be like mentally stable as well.
Is it better to not be in a relationship when you're a runner, an athlete?
Because
then no drama, you know, no texts and...
No, it's not like that, It's it depends on you, like, on yourself.
Yeah. So are you taken?
Nah.
So you're saying that, but you're not taken. So you actually are running away from drama as you run 100 meters.
Nah, I'm not running away. I'm just like, when the right times come, it will come. I'm not forcing anything. So, yeah.
But I'm sure your DM is filled with Kenyan chicks.
I don't know about that one.
I know that girl from Seychelles, if she hears this, there'll be more drama. Tell us how it is working with, you know, Kenyan athletes, you know, working with Team Fadi, you know, just being in that, you know, community of athletes. What does it mean for you as an athlete to be around other people like yourself?
Well, being around these guys, they are really like nice people.
Yeah.
And very motivation, like.
Yeah.
They really want something, yeah?
So yeah.
When they come to training, they give their all.
Yeah.
And if you're doing something wrong,
yeah,
they talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, not like other athletes. Some of the athletes, like, they will like be hating or this and that.
Yeah.
But them, they want to see you win.
Yeah.
It's like they want to win. So
yeah,
that's the good thing, like here in Kenya.
Yeah.
So no one hating on each other.
Exactly.
Everyone is like friendly, talking nice to each other.
So yeah.
That's the spirit when you're training in a team, yeah?
Yeah. I like that. I like that you have a community of your friends and your brothers that you get to hang out with. What do you do when you're in Nairobi, when you're not training? you know, you're you know, you probably need to chill out and have a good time. Where do you go? What do you do?
I'll be when I don't have training, yeah, the first thing I'll be resting, bro.
Yeah, in the house.
Yeah, I'll
be sleeping,
yeah.
Watching Netflix or yeah. Documentaries
or doing like stuff like maybe go to like jacuzzi,
yeah,
to recover.
Yeah, that is so bougie.
It's not bougie, like
who how many of you when you're resting do you go to the jacuzzi? Let me just go to the jacuzzi, I'm resting. You're so bougie.
Nah.
Or it's normal? It's normal.
Yeah, it's part of the recovery.
Okay. But this also, I mean, also comes into play that a lot of people think that athletes are super mega rich. Is that the truth, or is it a thing that happens with time?
Like athletes are super rich. Like,
yeah.
How?
You know what I mean by rich, like in Africa? I mean, like, you know, like you have a Bentley, like you have your own house. You know, you can travel to wherever you want to go. You can buy whatever phone you want to buy.
Well, it depends on where you are, like which level you're on and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's a level to it. Like so everything in life, you know, there's a level to it.
Do you consider yourself rich or wealthy?
Nah, I don't consider myself like...
are you being serious? Or you're like, I'm not where I want to be?
No, I'm not where I want to be right now, but I'm working towards it. Yeah.
Yeah. When we go back home to Seychelles, do you feel like you're appreciated at home? I mean, I've seen you do the Commonwealth Games. You know, you've played for your country. Do you feel... You could tell us. I've never been to Seychelles. I don't know what they say about you. Do you feel like people show you the love that you deserve in Seychelles?
Like people?
Yeah.
Like you're talking about which people?
Like the people, the Seychellois. You know, just the country, the nation. When you go on social media, do they show you the love that you feel like you deserve as an athlete who competes for that nation?
Oh, especially us that we like my federation.
Yeah.
Yeah, they treat me good.
Yeah.
I can't complain to say like, I don't get this, I don't get that. So
yeah.
They are like behind me to get where I want to get.
Yeah.
So about people, there will be people that show you love.
Yeah.
There will be people that will show you hate. But for me, I'm always like positive. Like if you're not gonna show love, that's fine. You see? But me, I'm always like showing love even to people I know that don't like me.
And yeah.
That,
yeah.
I will show love to anyone.
Yeah, I mean even you coming here to this interview, I mean it shows how kind you are. Because a lot of people would make it like such a task, like send me an email, send my management an email, why should I come to the interview, what's it all about? But it also speaks to, I don't know if all Seychellois are like that or yourself, what is the one lesson someone should learn about someone like you leaving your country and coming to run in Kenya to train, to work hard? What lesson should anybody who wants to be like you learn from that sacrifice?
Well, I would say like, if you want something, especially like you really want something in life and you're working towards something, you should like put everything. You have to sacrifice first.
Yeah,
it comes with a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah,
you have to stop doing like a lot of things that you're used to.
Yeah,
and just be humble.
Yeah,
and always be nice to people.
Yeah,
and this is like how you'll get far in life.
Is English your second language or your first language?
Second.
So it's also you had to learn English along the way, or you studied in school?
Studied in school.
Okay, so I mean, the reason I'm asking is because for anyone to learn a second language, like it also shows how much dedication you have to the craft.
Yeah.
If you're not an athlete and you are any other sportsman, which sport would it be and why?
I would say NFL.
NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not football, not their American football. Not football?
Yeah, the American football, like NFL.
And not what they call soccer, like English Premier League or whatever.
Nah, not that. But I've played like back then.
Yeah.
Oh, I play almost like every sport.
Yeah.
I just like the American football as well. So.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, because I mean Kenyans, you know, wouldn't... I mean, a lot of people wouldn't honestly care about NFL.
Yeah.
So tell me about the English Premier League or the La Liga, you know. Any favorite team that you have?
Manu.
Yeah! I was so worried if you're going to say Arsenal. I was like, oh my God, the interview is over, guys. I do not want to interview those people on top of the table, because they're always talking nonsense. And tell us about your family, you know, how many people, how many siblings you are in your family, if you know how proud your parents are of you and doing everything that you do. Do you, are you constantly in communication with them when you win, you know, when you lose, are they there for you? How's that family relationship like?
Well, to get to that point when I was still in school,
yeah.
So everything I have to do, like, on me, like my mom.
Yeah.
I live only with my mom, so
okay.
She was there for me.
Yeah.
And still are.
Yeah.
And my dad also, but not that really.
Yeah.
But he check up sometimes to
See
how it is going and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But back home, my family show me love. And even I'm away,
they
still show me love every time.
Yeah,
keep going, because they know how it is like to be alone somewhere chasing a dream.
Yeah,
it's not that easy.
Yeah,
to wake up to repeat the same thing every day.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I let's get into a little bit personal, because you mentioned something that, you know, sort of struck me when you talk about fatherhood, and we just celebrated Father's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, men always have a very difficult relationship with their fathers. Even when they're around, or even when they're not with our moms and they are, you know, sort of raising you from afar, what is your greatest lesson on fatherhood? In the sense that if you become a dad,
There's
certain things you have to do for your sons or for your daughters. What are some of those things you've learned you wish you were able to experience, but you know you have to fulfill?
Well, as for me, if I become a dad, I will never, like, I always say, like, if I get a child on my own,
yeah,
I will never, you know, something that I really want right now, but if it happened, like, I will never leave his or her side. Like,
yeah,
make sure, like, they are in good places and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah,
what would it take for you and your dad to have, like, a really close relationship? Like, let's say he was to call you and say, I want to sit down with you.
Mm.
What would you want to hear him say for you to say, yeah, let's try and walk this journey together? What would you want him to say if he called you, or if he sat you down and said, I'm coming to Kenya, I wanna, you know, hang out with you?
Mm-hmm.
What would you want him to say?
Well, nothing, like, because he talked to me, like, he wasn't living with me when I was, like, younger. He
lived,
like, because she broke up with my mom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He always keeping communication and stuff, like,
yeah,
still cool.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm not the, I didn't grow up with him.
Yeah.
But I always see him and, like, we talk, like, how can I say this? Like, we live together and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really like that.
So it's not always.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then also, I think we can also honor your mom a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us about, you know, your mom raising you, having to see her making sacrifices. When you're on the racetrack and you're running, and I'm like, you know, I have to, whether you win or not,
yeah,
you're like, you're thinking about mom. What does your mom mean to you as you know, Shari the athlete?
Yeah, my mom is the person that, even like I was younger,
yeah,
she always makes sure, like, if I want something, I always want to, like, my stuff, like clothes, shoes and stuff, like, I like nice stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she makes sure, like, she will give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I start running, she was there to keep me going until now.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that, like, I love her. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell her, like, in the camera that, mommy, I love you.
Yeah, I love you, mom.
No, you have to, like, keep eye contact. Not 3 seconds of I love you, mom.
Yeah, I love you, mom.
Okay, that's a nice the silence for mommy. Yay! I mean, we're all, like, mommy's boys over here. How are Seychelloise in general? Like, tell us about the spirit of Seychelloise and how you guys are. If I was to go to Seychelles today, what should I expect? The people, the vibe, the energy, for anyone who's never been there, how does it feel to be in Seychelles? Like, if I land there today, what's going to happen?
Well, if you land in Seychelles,
yeah,
it depends on which kind of person you are. Like, if you really like island stuff, like, you go to the beach,
yeah,
eat fish, like, have a good time, go to the rivers,
yeah,
hike or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all depends, like. But in Seychelles, it's always good vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what should I do, or where should I go when I get to Seychelles? What are some of the places you feel I should go and I'm going to enjoy myself and have a good time?
I would say, like, nighttime? Or
both. Both day and night.
Well, I would say, like,
tell me, go to this restaurant.
Yeah.
Do this hike. That's what I want to know.
Okay, so to the restaurant, you can go to, like, Eden, there's a restaurant called Bravo.
Like,
it's nice there.
Yeah.
And you can have like good views.
Yeah.
Of the ocean, like boats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And to be fair, on the beach,
yeah,
you could go to like to Beauvallon, and there's a lot, it's surrounded by the beach, so
okay,
you have to choose on your own where you're comfortable of going and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for all the comments from the Seychelles who say, he did not mention this beach. Why?
No,
that's what's gonna
much.
Happen.
Yeah, is that
they'd be
too
like,
much?
No, it's like, so basically saying Kenyans should go to Seychelles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it should be on my bucket list. I should think about it in that. Let's, as we get ready to conclude, let's talk about the future. What you see the future of Africa is. The fact that you are, you know, congregating with, you know, your community of African athletes, and you've traveled a lot. I mean, you've run anywhere you can think of. I've seen you in Paris, in London. What do you think the future of Africa as an athlete, and when you meet Africans, how does it look like for you, or how would you want it to look like for you?
Well, no idea.
For example, I'll say, like in Africa, I wish there were no, like coming to Seychelles or going to Nigeria, I wish there were no visas.
Mm.
Like I didn't have to, or even how expensive it is to fly in Africa. Like if I go to Seychelles, maybe I'll probably pay more than I'll pay to go to Paris.
Yeah, but the problem is, for example, like you guys, I think, that have like the visa, really the visa problem. Because us in Seychelles, we don't really get those visa program because like we are French and English.
Yeah.
So everywhere we go, it might get like 3 months stay or 6 months stay. It all depends. Like,
you see,
no need for visa.
You see, you're basically saying the British.
Need,
the British
need,
the British are weak.
Yeah,
the British is what is it called? Their inhabitants are weak. And the French are winning the immigration. French are winning the immigration war. Okay. Do you know any female African artists?
Female, no.
Yeah.
African.
Yeah, African, yeah. Like Tiwa Savage.
I know them, but I don't really, really know.
No, I'm asking you because we're gonna play a game called Marry or Pass. So.
Not really.
No, I know who I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna ask someone that you came with to give me three names of well known female Seychellois artists. And then stop looking at him. Why you stop threatening the guy? Why are you giving that African look of dare you? He will tell us, or else we'll just imprison him here.
Yeah, I think he will know better than me.
So when he tells me the names, you'll tell me if marry or pass. Okay?
If marry or pass.
If you would marry them, or you're like, no, thank you.
All right,
but before
on.
We go there, I want you to look back in your life and look at your 16-year-old self living with your mom. Your mom is making all the sacrifices for you, doing all the things you have to do. What would you tell your 16-year-old self that either you wish somebody told you about, or you wish you had more often, or based on the experience you have now, you tell your 16-year-old self, by the way, Shari, this is what life is going to be. Do this and do this.
Mm.
What would you tell yourself?
Well, I wouldn't really like have to tell myself anything, because like the things that happened in the past, it happened for a reason. You know? Like you learn from everything. I think it's a good thing that everything can happen. So today you know where you are. And what you will do, you won't be doing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
The
same
mistake or anything.
Yeah.
So
live in the moment.
Yeah.
Nothing to regret about.
Yeah, I don't have anything to regret in my life, I can say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. For any younger athletes who are watching you, who are either in Seychelles or in Africa, who want to be like you, who want to, you know, just they look at your lifestyle and they say, I want to be like Shari. What's the one piece of advice you can tell them? They probably think you enter the jacuzzi and live with an 8-pack. So maybe they're like, oh, that's how he gets the 8-pack.
Yeah. So I will tell them, like I said before, if you're willing to chase your dream or do something in life like you want to achieve, so you have to work hard. And the first thing is like discipline.
Yeah.
And sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so it's time for us to play Marry or Pass. Are you ready to play Marry or Pass?
Go on.
Okay, so your friend, what's the name of your friend?
Janosh.
Janosh.
Yeah.
Chanosh, please move like this. I want to see him. So give me three names of don't look at him. You can't look at him.
I can't.
It's a very African thing. You're threatening the guy. So I need you to, why don't look at this guy. Don't look at me. Give me first name of a very beautiful Sijeloa artist. They're all beautiful. Okay, give me three. Number one. What did he say? I feel like he's asking you if you should say, give me one female artist name.
No, oh my God, when I'm gonna deal with it. Hey, pass, yeah.
Pokole. You don't know. Pakone. You just said in English that you can't see, you don't know.
He said the female artist.
I feel like you told him, dare you.
No, because mostly, like me myself,
yeah.
I wouldn't like a lot of female artists.
You don't listen to music?
I do listen to
okay, which music do you listen to?
Everything.
Everything but social music.
Yeah, I do listen to social music. Not the female.
Do you know Tiwas? Oh my God, this guy has a family in Seychelles. To all the Kenyan girls who have been hanging out with Shari, be warned. Because clearly there's a wife and children. He's hiding in Seychelles. Because he's very afraid of talking about these girls. Okay, so I'll ask, do you know Tiwa Savage?
Yeah, yeah, no,
would you marry or it's like a pass?
Nah, pass.
Huh? Are you for real?
Yeah. I don't really know.
I won't even continue. I'll just end the...
Show me that girl. I don't know that girl.
Oh, I think this one. Yeah, I think this one's gonna do.
I know the song. You asked me if I know her.
Yeah, let me. You don't have to know her.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have to know her. I mean, you know how you can see someone.
How can you marry someone with you don't know the music, you don't know her?
It doesn't matter. If you see you see somebody, you love... Okay, let me... You know what? You want me to ask you? You know, I was trying to be nice by saying marry or pass.
Uh-huh.
So let me just ask it the easily. Smash or pass? You know what smash means?
Let's see.
Okay. Oh, yeah, smash, you know what it means. Let me see a provocative. This is Tiwa Savage. Oh. Smash or pass?
Okay, smash.
Okay. Yeah. Let me look for someone else. She's called Nini Ola. Let me get you Nini Ola. And these are my friends, by the way, so you have to say nice things about them. This is Nini Ola, smash or pass?
Nah, I'll pass that one.
Why?
I don't know, but I'll pass.
Let me ask someone. She's called Toke Makinwa. Let me not talk about it. She's called Toke. My goodness. This is Toke Makinwa.
Yeah. Smash.
And then last but not least, let me get for you. This is Zuchu, all the way in Tanzania. You know Diamond?
The singer.
The singer, yeah. She's rumored to be Diamond's girlfriend, but I don't think it's true. So your answer, you be very careful. You might not go to Tanzania. This is Zuchu, smash or pass? You want to see more photos?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm showing the wrong angle. Oh, this one. Smash or pass?
Pass.
Maybe because I say Tanzania. Yeah, now you can go to Tanzania. Thank you so much, Shari, for making time for us. Thank you for, you know, just coming through. And why is your friend here? What's his name again?
Janosh.
Is he also an athlete?
Yeah.
Okay, what does he do? Does he run or?
Yeah, 100.
Okay, please come and join us here. Yeah, don't say you don't know English because now. But you're saying in English, I don't know English. No, just come and join us here. And then I am going to ask you guys something about the two of you. So just sit here. Sit next to me. What is the one thing about him that annoys you the most?
I don't know. No, this guy's kind.
He's kind.
Yeah.
What is the one thing about him that annoys you?
Nothing. Nothing.
You guys,
always cool.
These guys are just too nice. You're too nice. That is a lie. I can just
say. No, it's true. Like, there's nothing. If it will be like someone else,
yeah,
that annoy me.
Yeah,
I will tell you the truth. I'm always like telling people the truth.
So okay.
There's nothing.
Okay. What is the one thing about him that you like?
Always encouraging you, man.
Always encouraging.
Yeah.
Okay. With money or with what?
No, like not no money or anything like.
No money.
No money.
Just
no.
words.
Just words. Yeah. go do this, you will achieve it, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you need to start encouraging more with money.
Is it?
That is, yeah.
Yeah, I do, I do.
There's so many words.
Forget.
There's so many words you can say. Anyway, this is Anthony Your Soul, Unlock Your Soul podcast. I've been with Shari all the way from Seashells. Thank you for making time for us. And yeah, how do you say goodbye and thank you in
au
French? Au revoir. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
That's what's up. Wow. I mean, that was like bullet speed, right? But the lessons learned, just hang in there and you gotta go for what you gotta go for and get it. Also, make sure you get us on Instagram at Unlock Your Soul Pod. Also on TikTok at Unlock Your Soul Podcast and on YouTube at Unlock Your Soul Podcast. Until next week, where we have the amazing Kaveke, designer numero uno. Mm-hmm. Here is a tease. But that's the thing about values, value system. You're taught things by your parents.
Yeah.
When you're older, you can do whatever you want. But then you start telling yourself, let me just make choices.
Yeah.
That I will
right
actually
choices,
live, that I will live by.
Yes.
I'm not saying that everybody should not drink sugar. I'm just saying, if you decide you will go on that path,
yeah,
then take the path fully.
Guy, no, that's what I mean. Sugar is
even
no
way. Even said, even said, guy.
Then it's gone.
Gosh, I never knew like a lack of sugar would bring this drama.